Hello, everybody. Monday, February 21st, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If not, welcome. But before you watch this video, please watch the other video I have attached to today's training entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First, because that has all the important information you're going to need to fully understand what I'm going to talk to you about during every one of these videos every day, and you need that backstory. Pardon me. Now, it's a bit of a longer video, but you only have to watch it once, and then you're good to go. So watch that, circle back, here we go. Workout of the day, a fun triplet. 3 rounds for time, 9 power cleans, 9 toes to bar, and then 12 calories on the air bike for men, 8 for women. You do that 3-rounder, you rest 3 minutes, and then you do it one more time. So it'll be a blast. The power clean is at 50% of your 1 rep max, so nice, easy entry point for everybody. Easy initially, and it gets quite hard, and it gets heavy in rounds 2 or 3, especially all dependent upon how hard you pedal that bike. Pedal the bike easy, easy workout. You hammer that bike, you will be shocked at how challenging 9 reps at 50% feel. So this is a great workout. And you get to do it twice, so how fun is that? Videos showing the power clean and the kipping toes to bar. Super fitness robot time, 6 minutes and 30 seconds or less. That's per 3-rounder, not both 3-rounders combined. More likely time of 10 minutes. For that loading at 50%, I would say most people should have the ability to do touch-and-go reps. Not necessarily that's what you want to do, and I'm talking round 1 here, not round 3. But if you feel like that would be within your capacity, there's a good chance that loading is right where it needs to be. Wildcard option is exactly the same workout, except for instead of the bike, we've got the rower in there. So if that's what you intended to do, bang, that's already an option on the BTWB app, and you are good to go. Scaled option. Power cleans stay the same, air bike stays the same, but we're going to take the toes to bar out because those are really challenging for a lot of people. And each round has 9 hanging knee raises, V-ups, or sit-ups. And of course, we have videos showing those movements. The limited equipment option. Here come the dumbbells. They don't have a bike either. 3 rounds for time, 9 dumbbell power cleans, pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. 9 toes to bar, and then a 200-meter run. Rest 3 minutes and repeat. And much like the prescribed workout, it's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure. If that's a 200-meter jog, it's not that bad of a workout. If it's a 200-meter run, well, that's a game-changer. And if it's a 200-meter really push the pace on the run, now you're delivering something special. And the times, the goal times for the limited equipment crew are the same as the prescribed. No equipment workout today. 3 rounds for time, 9 broad jumps for distance, 9 V-ups, and a 200-meter run. Rest 3 minutes and repeat. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Barbell glute bridges, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. Got a video showing that. And then a plank hold, accumulating 2 to 5 minutes. Also have a video of that. Cool down and stretching. 5 to 15 minutes casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing, followed by the kneeling layback and the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball. Both of those have videos. Final sentence that's posted today, and it's posted every day, and we mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.